Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, maybe the ghost in the house doesn't like your husband for a reason.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, we want to hear your ghost story because if you're listening, chances are you have a ghost story, so we'd like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also listen to the show without commercials. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going
today?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really laughing about that title.
Maybe the ghost in the house doesn't like your husband for a reason.
I'm laughing so hard because I never thought of myself as having a lot in common with a ghost. But hey.
Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like when your friends and your family member are like, Carol, you really shouldn't be dating that guy because he's a real loser. Mm-hmm. We don't like him. We have bad vibes. And then, as Carol, I would always say, you guys don't know him like I do. Maybe that's kind of the ghost in the house is like, seriously? The guy's a jerk.
Like, you know it's bad when the ghosts in the house are saying, come on, you could do so much better than this.
When the ghosts are terrorizing your husband because they don't like him. But yeah. I was having a conversation on our other podcast, The Grave Talks, the other day with someone, and we were talking about ghosts and personalities of ghosts. And she said, you know, some ghosts just don't like some people. So you might be able to stay someplace and you're fine and they leave you alone and someone else stays there and they don't like you.
It was like that in that apartment I lived in above the old building in that funeral home, because I always had the sense, I mean, I knew there were spirits in there, but I always had the sense they were super protective of me. And other people, they didn't like. Things would come flying across the room at them, or they always had a sense. Yeah. Oh, you know, just a knife coming at you or something. But me, I always felt like they were super protective of me.
Yeah, but then why did they do crazy things like turn on the TV and the radio? And like, why that one time when I was staying there there was crashing sounds at 4 a.m. every morning? Like, I'm a nice person. I try to get along.
And I'm sure in our story that we're going to hear, I'll bet her husband's a perfectly nice person.
I'm a nice person.
We're just teasing when we're saying, you know, having that, you know, when I was acting like
I am sure he's a nice person. I do think that, and it could be a nice person. I just think that sometimes a ghost doesn't like that person. That one's
okay,
but not that one. The woman I was talking to, she had been a tour guide in Colonial Williamsburg. In fact, we did a episode with a story on here that she shared with us. And it was really interesting, but she said that a medium had told her once that the ghost in the house really liked her because she told the story accurately of what happened. Whereas other tour guides kind of embellished things, told it in their own way. And this woman didn't. And that's why the ghost liked her and not the others. I thought that was interesting. Okay, ready for the story.
Well, and I always thought that the ghosts in you know, that building in Iowa liked me because I bought the building, I fixed the building up, I worked on the building, I cared for it. Mm-hmm. And I think they knew that I loved that building.
I think that one had more than one ghost.
Oh, that one had thousands of ghosts.
It had plenty. So sometimes the one's like, yeah, you're awesome, I like you. And then the other one's like, I can't help myself, I gotta throw this. Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's hear this story.
I never imagined that I would experience anything paranormal. To me, things like that happen to other people, never realizing they would occur to me. I've always read and watched ghost stories, real or fictitious, enjoying that tingling sensation of fear after the story ended. But when it happened to me, I didn't know what to do. In 2001, my husband and I relocated from Kansas City, Missouri to Tulsa, Oklahoma. My husband's company, yes, we're very familiar with both of those places.
Yes.
My husband's company helped us choose a nice apartment from a quite big list. I fell in love with the site where the apartment complex was located. I'm sorry I'm laughing because we did an episode the other couple weeks ago and we encountered the same thing. It was next to the Arkansas River. Now, in Tulsa, they call it the Arkansas River. But where I live in Kansas, we call it the Arkansas River.
And do I need to explain to everyone this? That is logic.
Yeah, because Arkansas is pronounced wrong.
Arkansas is wrong because when you say Kansas, it is Kansas.
So
I get that explained right?
Yeah. But the funny thing is, like we talked about in another episode, where I live in Kansas, the Arkansas River goes through my city, right through the middle of it. It also goes right through the middle of Tulsa. And we call it, everybody calls it the Arkansas River. So every time I see it, I know in connection to Tulsa, it's pronounced Arkansas River. I will do my best.
Okay.
So the apartment, Arkansas. And I will say, if this apartment complex was located next to the Arkansas River, that sounds so weird to me. It was beautiful. It's a really beautiful area.
Tulsa is a great town.
Tulsa is a really nice town. If you've never gone, go visit. Anyway, surrounded by greenery, an amazing array of wild birds, we were shown a model apartment of the type that I wanted. We loved the layout and signed the deal. The next day, I told my husband I wanted to see the apartment we were renting, so we went back to the management office and asked for the keys. They were a bit put out, saying that it had just been vacated and was being cleaned, but I insisted, and we were escorted to the building. This was on the third floor, and once inside, I felt really scared. The whole place had a look of being deserted for a long time, with huge cobwebs hanging from the ceiling, and that was in capital letters. I suffer from acute arachnophobia, and this freaked me out. However, management assured us that everything would be cleaned before our possession, and I'm sure they lied to us when they said that it had just been vacated. In the beginning, everything was fine. My husband had an early morning shift and would leave home by 4:30 a.m. After bolting the door, I would just go back to sleep. About a month later, strange things started happening. Once I came back to bed in the morning, the blinds behind my bed would start swinging, making a clacking sound that plastic blinds make. It was strange since only 2 to 3 blinds would do it right behind my head and not the whole thing, and would always start at the same time, like 4:45 a.m. I didn't realize it at first, but I would get out of bed, turn the AC vent the other way, check if there was heavy wind outside. However, I didn't think that much about it. And that is weird. The blinds would, like the bottom of the blinds would move wherever the air is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that just in the blinds, like 2 or 3 of them would be moving.
Right.
That's weird. Then a weird thing happened. One morning I was asleep when subconsciously I felt someone feeling my arms, legs, and face.
Oh.
It was as if a blind person was feeling someone just to see what that person looked like. I was so scared when I woke up fully and still felt that tingling sensation of touch on my ankles. When the sun was up, I dismissed it as a bad dream and went on with my daily chores. However, from then on, somehow I didn't feel alone in the house. And of course, after my husband left, I always left the lights on and never stayed in the dark. Things were normal for quite a few months when strange things started again. They would invariably happen when my husband was at home and always when we were sleeping. We would hear the dishes in the kitchen crashing down and breaking, making an awful sound. Thinking it was mice, we would run to the kitchen and find everything as we'd left it. And let's face it, if that was mice, those would be some big old mice.
That's rats. That's not mice.
That would be rats. Confused, we would blame it on the apartment next door to our bedroom for creating a ruckus. This happened multiple times. We later found out the apartment next door was unoccupied. The next bizarre thing happened in the fireplace. Once a small bird had fallen down the chimney and its fluttering had spread old soot throughout the living room. To prevent such an incident, I covered the opening of the fireplace with a thick, transparent plastic sheet. From time to time, the plastic would bellow and flutter as if a bird was trapped inside. Likewise, we would wake up and run to the living room to save the poor bird. And of course, there was no bird, and also there would be no wind outside. The third weird thing that happened went on for months. Any kitchen knickknacks, like knives or scissors that my husband touched, would disappear overnight. I always blamed him for being careless and untidy, and he always denied it. But neither of us actually realized that whatever was in the apartment was playing pranks on us. In fact, we still didn't realize its presence. Whatever was in the house just didn't like my husband at all. In the passing months, I still did not understand that our home was haunted. As I said, it always happened to others. Then one afternoon in October, I was alone and reading at the dining table when someone breathed down the back of my left shoulder. I was petrified. I put my book down, got up, and left the apartment and wouldn't enter until my husband came home, but I didn't tell him anything. From then on, I started sleeping less and less at night until I was suffering from insomnia. I would read or watch TV all night and only go to bed when the sun came up. Once I woke up around 10 a.m., I left the apartment as soon as I could and started spending more and more time outside. It was not as if I felt threatened, but feeling a presence and someone watching me at all times just unnerved me. I thought about changing apartments, but we would have to pay a huge penalty, as was in the rent clause. That's so true.
It is.
All this time, my husband knew nothing about it since he was under a lot of pressure at work. The living room and the kitchen were one big open area with just a 3-foot wall separating the two. The kitchen led off to the dining room where there was a door to the patio. In the living room, if I faced the TV, the kitchen would be in front of me, and I could watch the patio door from the corner of my right eye. One January morning, around 2:30 a.m., I was watching TV as usual in the living room. I just saw a movement, and I turned, and I was frozen in sheer terror. I saw a being, silvery white, like a thick glowing fog, enter through the patio door, glide into the dining area, then into the kitchen about 15 feet away from me. When it was momentarily hidden by the refrigerator, I shouted, "Who is it?" In fact, I was fully expecting it to come across the refrigerator towards me, but thankfully nothing happened. I sat there for a few more minutes, my legs totally like jelly, with my mouth wide open, scared out of my wits. After some time, I ran to the bedroom and plopped down by my sleeping husband, absolutely relieved that he was home. Needless to say, I didn't tell him anything in the morning and, as usual, dismissed it as a figment of my imagination and watching too much TV. Now, I want to say, if I had a husband and I was scared at night, I think I'd be wherever he was.
I think I would be too. When she said she ran, I was like, oh, I would have been in there a long time ago with him.
It's like, do you mind if I just put my headphones on and listen to podcasts all night?
She was probably doing it so he could get some sleep, you know, where she couldn't sleep. She was probably tossing and turning. So she's up and she can't, you know, sleep. So she's watching TV or something. So she's not bothering him.
She was being nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that.
I would be like, protect me. Okay, continuing. During this time, the sounds of the crashing dishes and the billowing in the fireplace still continued. They never happened when we were in the living room, and I continued to deny things to myself. A couple of months later, I was very tired and my health deteriorated. I called in a night around 1:30 a.m. We had a spare bedroom leading from the living room on the left side. While passing this room, I saw a black shrouded figure standing just inside the doorway. I didn't stop to see, but hurried to the bedroom and collapsed. As usual in the morning, I woke up and dismissed it too. However, here comes a twist in the story. The night before, I was cleaning out the kitchen and had left the lid off the flour bin by mistake. When I woke up in the morning and went into the kitchen, the first thing I noticed was the flour bin on the kitchen counter with the lid off. Glancing inside the bin, I saw a strange impression on the flour. It looked exactly like as if someone had taken a cross-section of a nautilus fossil the size of the bin and pressed it into the flour for a totally flawless impression. I blinked a few times to reassure myself that I didn't imagine it. There wasn't anything like that with us, and the impression was too neat and flawless to have been drawn by hand. The only explanation that I could muster was that whatever was in the apartment was sending me a sign saying that it existed and didn't want to be ignored. Many years later, I met a psychic and recounted the whole tale to her. She told me that the being was a lady. I could not tell the gender when I saw it, only it was quite husky. And she was actually protecting me. According to her, the sign in the flower was a protection sign for me sent by the spirit. She did not like my husband, so anything he touched in my personal area, like in the kitchen, disappeared. Also, she didn't like to see us together, hence the crashing dishes and the fireplace sounds. It would be appropriate to mention that my husband turned out to be a very unsatisfactory person. I think she was being polite. And shortly afterward, I was divorced. And then she added, and it says this.
That's a big twist here I wasn't foreseeing.
Right. She added on here a few endnotes. In the middle of my ramblings, I had mentioned that all the kitchen knickknacks my husband touched would disappear. When we moved again, the Packers found all the missing knives and scissors laid out in a neat row in ascending order under some piles of grocery bags in a closet that we never used.
Creepy.
When we were moving, our neighbor next door on the living room side came in to say goodbye to me. We were never close but civil to each other. In fact, she confirmed that what I had experienced was real and not a figment of my imagination. In her words, "How could you live there with that thing? It was always coming through your living room into my living room all the time. All I can say is I was glad I didn't have to spend another night there."
Okay, throw that one on me again. So
the neighbor, who she was civil to, said, confirmed it was not a figment of my imagination. In her words, quote, "How could you live there with that thing? It was always coming through your living room to my living room all the time." So obviously it was haunting both places. But then the neighbor's also living there with that thing.
Well, somehow that neighbor knows it's from apartment 2C or whatever. But, and it's their ghost.
But then the way she says that is kind of judgy. It's like, how could you live there with that thing? It was always coming into my apartment. Like, it's all your fault.
Well, yeah. And she's acting like it's, you know, their ghost in apartment 2C. And, you know, it doesn't need to come over to my apartment. How dare you let your ghost come to my apartment
all the
or something?
Time.
Like, how would you know that ghost came from a different apartment?
But then how can you live there with that thing? Because if it's all the time coming through from her living room to your living room, you're living with that thing too.
Well, yeah, I don't get how she knew it was the ghost that belonged
and
to that
I'm just
apartment.
Telling you what, that particular ghost, the last thing I would call her is that thing. I got the feeling she wouldn't like that because I think she was kind of judgy, didn't like the husband. But then, you know, for good reason, she didn't like the husband. Wasn't a good guy.
I'll bet you that that lady has a whole bunch of knives and scissors in perfect rows in a closet she doesn't use.
Under the grocery bags.
Under the grocery bags. Yeah. I will bet you all that stuff she's been looking for is in a closet she doesn't
use. Just wait. You'll find out. And now that's right. I moved out, that thing, I used air quotes, is going to be in your apartment all the time.
Yeah. Got to haunt something.
Bitches.
I have a sense that maybe there was some tension in the house.
Yes.
And
that she didn't share.
Yeah. And that maybe this ghost, as scary as it was wanting to protect her. That whole touching thing of her body always makes me think, and as creepy as it is, that it's that's kind of a protection, like a love thing, you know, a communication kind of.
I see
like,
two possibilities. She was like a grandma-like person, or maybe she was a lesbian ghost. You know, it was done with love. Like she liked her and had a connection with her.
I think I feel more maternal
about
this.
You're
thinking
more grandmotherly.
Well, because I had it happen to me that one time when I was in that old apartment of mine where I was asleep and I was just dozing off. And then I felt somebody reach over and pulled the hair, my bangs out of my face. Away from my, you know, how you would if, you know, it was just a child sleeping. And I had the sense that it was out of love. I'm wondering if that's even as scary as it was. I'm sure it was absolutely terribly frightening.
Oh my God, yes.
But if it was more that I just want to reach out and touch you out of love.
But I also see how as her, the person, how you would do everything you can to dismiss it. Like that was a dream. Obviously that didn't really happen. I'm seeing things. I'm hallucinating. I'm really tired because now I can't sleep. So all this is in your head. And you would think like, am I suffering from mental illness here? What's going on with me? That would be a lot to deal with.
And I have a little different take on that fossil imprint, which I think would be astoundingly beautiful to see, by the way. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
What does
to
it
just see in the flower?
Yeah.
It's kind of a spirally looking shell.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's super beautiful. But as an art history teacher, I can tell you that a fossil, a seashell, means searching. It's a symbol for searching and pilgrimages early and searching specifically for knowledge or for answers. And I kind of love that she saw this shell. Now, I don't know that she realized it. She thought it was really creepy, but I think she was being told to search for answers, to look for, you know, other opportunities to go out and maybe get out of the situation she's
look
in.
Look for a way out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, you just turned this into a beautiful ghost story.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
A movie.
I felt like it was more maternal and more caring. And I think they're trying to tell her that, you know, maybe this being, like she said, she would take away knives and scissors, which to me kind of creeps me out.
Who was she taking them away from? The husband.
Right. Maybe she was afraid of him using them or something, even though he probably wouldn't. But maybe it was just a way of protection.
The other day I was in my backyard with my cats, and because they like to go outside in the backyard, and my neighbors started arguing. And it made me really uncomfortable. Just listening to them argue, because I don't ever argue with anybody. I'm like, fine, I can get along with everybody. And it made me really uncomfortable. So if in this apartment, even if he wasn't violent or physical with her, the ghost perceived it as very uncomfortable and scary. And I'm protecting you by removing the knives and the scissors.
That's what I think. I get a really strong sense in this story of a protection for this woman.
Good insight, Kathy.
Well, I just think that shell doesn't happen for no, you just out of, it's a fluke, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Okay. I feel so much better about that entire story, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.